And Steffi had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. You'd say you had to go feed the
stock.
What would you say if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You have to feed the
fowl, I guess you'd say.
And the time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was what time?
Feeding time.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
I don't know a thing about that.
What sound does a cow make?
Well, he just moves.
And a horse, what sound?
Neighs.
What about the soft sound that they make?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear nicker or whinny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, I've heard of that, but I just never thought about it because I'm not around them anymore. You know, you don't think about those kind of things unless you're around an animal.
Do you ever hear anybody call cows to get them out of the pasture?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
What about calling calves?
Huh?
Calling a calf.
Never heard of.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
I don't know. Never did do that either.
What would you say to how would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
I don't know that either.
How would your father get his horse?
You know, we just went up to him, put the bridle on him. We didn't call him.
Uh-huh. What would you say to get him to turn left or right?
You don't say anything. You use your, if you've got your bridle on him, then you use the left or right bridle to guide him where you want him to go. You don't, can't, I never have talked to a horse and said anything to make him go right or left.
What would you say to him to get him started? What might you say to him then?
Get up.
Okay, and to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
Gee. Gee.
Okay. How would you call hogs?
Well, I never called them.
What about sheep?
We never had any sheep down in here. This part of the country most.
What about chickens?
Oh, you just call them and throw the grain out. Say chick, chick, chick.
Okay. Before you can hitch your horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you say you have to do to them?
Harness him.
And did you ever see a hog killed?
No, I haven't.
Mm-mm. What do you call the salted pork that's kind of fat and you can boil with greens? A lot of people buy it to use for cooking.
Well, you call it bacon.
Did you ever hear of bass or stout milk?
Yes, there's that. Generally, it refers to, now sow belly generally is a different part of the bacon.
Uh-huh.
And some people call that salt pork sap.
They call it sow belly?
Sap. I never have heard it call that very much. I have heard the term used, but I never have heard anybody. I know that they do. Mm-hmm. It is done, but I've never heard anybody call it that. I always called it salt bacon.
What do you call when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section of meat?
The what?
The side of the hog, you call that a
side of bacon? It's on what? I don't know.
You hear it called a middling?
Well, I've heard a middling, but I didn't know what it was.
The edge of the bacon that you cut off
is the rind.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs is called?
What? Sliced bacon, you say?
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little rings?
A little sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat is called?
Does what?
A person who kills and sells the meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been cooked too long and it doesn't taste right, you say
ashes mostly.
What did you say about a child that always gets their own way?
You say they're spoiled.
And what inside parts of the hog can you eat?
Well, now don't ask me all of that. There's all parts of it you can eat, I guess.
Did you ever hear of a half foot or horse foot? What about something people cook with the intestines?
Chitlins.
Do
I don't care for them.
And after you kill
them, I have eaten, but I don't care for them.
How do they taste? I've never had
them. Well,